Hey everyone. So I decided about a couple weeks ago that I was gonna get my very first toy, and I was going through a couple options of what to get, and I settled on this. Now, where I live, it's not super easy to get sex toys. There are very few places that are brick and mortar, and even fewer places that have branded things. A lot of it is just sort of, really bad China-made, like ripoffs, and I'm not knocking anything China-made, but it's just they don't guarantee the safety of the silicone or anything, so, or the plastic or whatever. So it was kind of difficult to find one, but I managed to find a place that was selling this for pretty cheap. So I managed to get it for about $40 US. And I know that you could probably get it cheaper somewhere else, but I'm guessing, shipping or whatever, it came up to that much. And so the problem is, another reason why I chose to get this is that this was sort of the limit of, at the limit of my budget, but it was also kind of the cap for, the lower end of, dildos and vibrators and things. And the next thing on the list that did, had the same kind of functions was, 5 or 6 times more expensive than this. So I just was not willing to, pay that much to get, my very first toy. And so I decided to get something that could vibrate as well as something that could be used for penetrative play. And so I decided on this. It is the California Exotic Novelties Body and Soul in Attraction. I chose purple just because that was the color that was there, but I also happen to really, really like the purple. And so it is a plastic G-spot vibrator. It has 6 insertable inches, and at its thickest point, it is 1.25 inches in diameter. It's not super big, but that's also just because me, I'm a tiny person. And it's sort of average length, and I was kind of looking for something like that. So yeah, I also like that it has kind of a tapered body. It's smaller at the top, and it gets slowly bigger and bigger until it reaches sort of the base. And it has 8 vibrate functions. It has 3 speeds of just vibration, and then after that, it has different sort of pulses and settings and things like that. So it's a pretty cool toy. So what this is today is not my first time using it. I was, way too nervous to do that on recording. So this is kind of more like my fourth or fifth time, but I feel like after having done it so many times, you can sort of, I can sort of give you, the best, feedback about the toy. So, yeah, so let's just see how this goes. I've found that I really enjoy the penetrative stuff a lot. For some funny reason, vibration doesn't do a whole lot for me at my clit, but let's just sort of give this a test run and see how it goes. So I'm just sort of lying here and getting the toy and kind of going down from my collarbone to my chest and lower down still, and then kind of circling my belly button, tingling all over, and then sort of slipping it down. And then rubbing it kind of up and down my slit and feeling wetness a little. But also just kind of the shape and folds of my pussy. Not super wet yet, but it's nice just to have something sort of sliding against the skin. Now the thing about this vibrator is that I feel it's really strong, and I'm going to try and turn it on. You tell me if, you know, you can hear it. Well, you can't tell me, but you know what I mean. So this is the very first vibration setting, and it's really quite strong. Like, if I hold it in my hands, after a while it actually kind of gets a little numb. And so it's like... it's like nice to use on my clit, but it's also really, really strong. I'm just kind of teasing the lips of my pussy. Also found that I kind of like the feeling of the back of the toy, so this is kind of like, it's a straight toy, but it sort of hooks upwards at the end, I'm guessing, to stimulate the G-spot. But I realize if I turn it the other way around, instead of having it, you know, point up, point down, and use the back and sort of slide that along my pussy, that actually feels really good. So I'm kind of taking turns in a way, like to slide up and down my pussy, but also to just kind of press it into my clit and press it into the skin around. And you feel, I can feel the vibrator like affecting my clit and not actually touching it. That's really fucking hot. It feels so good. Now I'm just taking the tip of the toy, pointing it downwards, and kind of just flicking it over my pussy, my clit. I'm a little sore after work and everything today, but that feels so good. And try a different setting. Oh yeah, there we go. It's kind of pulsing. Feels so good just pressing it into the skin in and around my pussy. Mm-hmm. kind of have to press it long and hard at the bottom for about 3 seconds, and the vibrator turns off. It's a good opportunity to kind of feel up and down. Kind of see where we're at emotionally. And just, God, it feels so good. Still feels a little tight. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna get some lube. So the cool thing about this place is that when they sent me the toy, they actually sent me a whole bunch of lube as well. Oops. There we go, lube cap. So I'm not using the lube that came with this toy, but I just thought it was a really cool thing. Because they gave sort of these little sample packets of a whole bunch of different types of lube. There's like cooling lube, there's warming lube, there's all kinds of things. They also had silicone lube, and that was like my first time using a silicone lube. I prefer like the water-based types. So the one that they gave that was silicone, it was so fucking hard to wash out. Like, it just took forever to get out of my skin and to get out of, like, inside me, because I could feel it inside me, and it was so uncomfortable. And then, like, having to try and, you know, wash it out, it was such a pain. Anyway, so I've got the lube, and I put it all over the toy, and now I'm just kind of stroking toy up and down my pussy. It just makes my clit ache to feel the vibration. It's like, ugh. Now I'm sort of striding it, like, stroking it, rather. While I'm stroking it, I'll try and slip it into my pussy. One good thing about this toy is that the initial penetration is always so easy. Just sort of like sits there and then just opens up for you. Oh god, it feels so good. Now all that's inside me. I'm gonna turn on the vibe. Oh, it feels so good. So this is one of my favorite settings. Sort of like little tiny pulses, and then it just pulses, it's like long and hard. I fucking love that, just sort of like teasing the tip of it in and out of me. Because it just gets so much more wet. It just gets so much more wet. Oh, it feels so good, that vibe on my clit. Oh, God. The thing about this is I love sort of rocking it up and down. Just rocking it up and down against my clit. Oh, it feels so good. Now I'm gonna try and slip inside me. Oh. tree, it just feels so good. It feels so good to feel that inside me. It just feels so full. So full and so good. Oh, it feels so good. Myself like this feels so good. That toy sliding in and out of me. Oh, just that vibration, just just so good. It feels so good when it slides easily up and down like this. Feels so good. I know this is kind of cheating, because I use lube, but I usually don't have to. I just want you to hear how wet I get. Oh, God. I don't know if that's audible. It's so fucking wet and so... it feels so good just to rub it against my skin. Just rub it against my pussy. Another little trick I like is to kind of close my thighs together. Like press them together. And have a toy between my legs. And then just turn it on. It feels so good. God, it feels so good just sliding it over my pussy. I feel like I enjoy that almost more than just that focus on my clit, but sort of moving it around just makes it so much better. It feels so good. I'm easing it back inside me. God. It feels so good. Rubbing my clit while it's inside me, and it feels so good to clench on. It feels so good to clench on. And it's like, it's got in and out, where it's sort of tapered a little bit more in some spots, and that feels so good just sliding in and out of me. That feels so good. It feels so good inside me. It always makes it a little bit harder to pull out when it's inside you, because your pussy kind of clenches around the part that's tighter, and it's like, it just doesn't want to let it go. It's kind of sexy. I love the thought of that, sort of having a cock inside me and not being able to let go, and squeezing so hard. I'm gonna change the setting. Cycle through another one. These are short, tiny pulses. They feel so good. It feels so fucking good. It's all resetting. Mm. so good. Oh, it just builds up. Oh, fuck. Oh, that feels so good. So good to fuck myself with it. Oh god, it's deep enough. And it's like long enough. If I can reach my cervix, and it feels so good to have it right there. Alternating between pushing inside me and just pressing it into my clit, and it feels so fucking good. Oh, yeah. I'm just cycling through the settings, and I think I've found a normal vibrating once again. Strong and it's inside me. This feeling it kind of hit my G spot. It's like, oh fuck. Inside me so deep. Oh god, yes. I notice with this choice. I tend to come so hard, I push it out of me. Oh. I guess. God, that makes me loopy. I guess we can say this is a success. It's also my first toy, so I kind of feel like I'm not really like qualified to be saying it, but I'm trying to sort of share my experience, and it feels really good. And only thing is, I am kind of numb. Like, after it finishes, I'm kind of numb. And that doesn't go away for a while, I've noticed. And, like, my... that... also, just using it penetratively, like, it doesn't really stretch you. It's more, I don't, maybe it could just be me, and that, like, the size is sort of good, but it doesn't really stretch until it gets all the way at the end. But I also find, like, I've got, or what feels like, pretty shallow cervix. I can only take, like, I bottom out at about 5.5 to 6 inches, and that's sort of the max that I could go. And so, that, I mean, it's great for this toy because it's like 6 inches insertable. But if you can handle bigger and you want bigger, then it's probably not going to do much for you. And, yeah, the vibrating when it's inside is really something else. Like, I feel it all throughout my hips when it hits the right angle. I can also feel it sort of on the wall of my, the bottom wall of my vagina. And it's sort of like I can feel it in my ass as well. It's pretty interesting, pretty intense. But it does definitely make that whole area kind of numb and kind of like... it could just be my inexperience and sort of the lack of being fucked regularly. But like, that, it does make it quite, quite sore and quite kind of numb afterwards. So I mean, to be honest, this is something which I probably wouldn't use every day, but I like having it around, and I really love the penetration. So maybe like the penetration more than the vibration is what really does it for me. I think like the other day, was it, did I, anyway, I thought I'd recorded something that was kind of a ramble fact about this, but I could be wrong. I'm also, like, really fucking loopy. But anyway. So, I hope you guys enjoyed it, and I hope that it's helpful. If you have any other questions, like, feel free to just PM me and ask me, and I'll try and answer them as well as I can. But, you know, I'm no manufacturer, I can just tell you what I know. So, yeah. Thanks for listening in, and I hope you enjoyed it.